is C-RED IT-5 with an announcement. Due to a planetary pandemic in your system, Mission to Zix is moving to a bi-weekly release schedule for the remainder of Season 4. This will give our crew the time they need to recalibrate for fully remote recording, editing, and mixing. But do not despair. We'll be releasing some exciting bonus content intermittently to keep your feed fresh during these unprecedentedly whack times. For the latest info, follow us on socially distanced media at Mission to Zix. Please stay safe, and may at least 6 feet of the space be with you.
It is a time of chaos. Without a ruler, the galaxy is paralyzed by lawlessness, unrest, and of course, the colossal All Wheat. Which looks like a bad dream, but, you know, bigger. Now, Captain Dar and their intrepid crew must survive the looming threats, reunite a fractured galaxy, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Horsehat,
a new trick.
Oh, Horsehat's a baby, not a pet.
Yeah, but look at this.
Oh, it's a full backflip.
Oh, ah, okay.
Also, I taught them how to do an impression of anybody in the ship. So do an impression of AJ.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. No, you got me.
Now do C-53.
Uh-oh. Dead on.
I don't know. That's
super accurate.
Jumanji! Yeah, that's pretty good.
Where'd the baby get a cigar?
And he is Plek.
Oh, that one's fun. Wait, where's Plek? Plek?
Papa!
Where have you been?
What's going on?
You sound sad.
You've been kind of locking yourself away in your room.
Yeah, you know, I have some thinking to do. I have some, like, meditation.
I know, just that you usually crave contact, and you locked yourself away in your teeny tiny baby room, and,
You know, being in that, bureau really made me realize that, you know, I do some good thinking when I'm by myself, so I think that I have, some unfinished business as it pertains to the All Wheat. I've made a decision. I don't think I did fulfill my destiny.
Oh, so you've been sulking. You've been sulking in your room.
Well, I wouldn't say sulking.
Oh,
I would say...
Horsehat, be Plek again.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds about
right. Yeah.
Plek, as you know, I've had many, many hours of therapy at this point.
All those hours of training to be a therapist.
Yes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wait, huh?
Well, by going to therapy, if you go enough hours, you are awarded a therapist license.
That can't be right.
Checked out.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm here for you if you ever need me.
I'm actually probably good right now, Bargy, but I'll keep you posted.
I mean, you know the saying, Plek. Strike while the iron is cold.
Is that the saying?
You don't want to strike while the iron's hot. Burn yourself.
Yeah, why would you do that?
No. Oh, okay.
Insane. If you're going to defeat an iron, strike while it's cold.
And you can crack it.
It's true if it's cold enough.
You can
shatter the iron with
one
blow.
Sure. So, you know, start therapy when it's okay. Not when you're hot.
Oh, hey, sorry, there's someone, gently knocking at my hall.
Oh, is that what that sound is?
Wait, there's someone knocking on your hall?
They found my new doorbell.
Someone at the door.
Oh, Bargy, we let a pirate onto the ship the other day. Do you have, like, an external camera? Can we look at this person, or do we just let them in sight unseen?
Camera? What am I, young? That's a joke, of course I do. I recently got plastic surgery, yeah.
Wait, is that Nermit?
Hello.
Oh.
No.
Guys, it's a Lurd in a little spacesuit.
You don't have to say little spacesuit. It's just a Lurd-sized spacesuit. Oh, wait, here, let's let him in.
Yeah, come on in. There's the airlock.
Oh, wait, no. Horsehat, put them down. That's not Nermit. I'm so sorry. Sorry, it's just that Horsehat thought you were a different Lurd.
I understand. Thank you for the
Warm welcome. I am Cloyd T. Bean, here from the
Tremillion Census Bureau.
Wait.
Wow, the Census Bureau.
I didn't realize it was back and running.
You just go ship to ship taking the census?
Yes, it is our duty to go ship to ship to quantify every element that is in the Tremillion sector.
Whoa.
Yeah, but of course they go ship to ship. How would they get an anchor?
I mean, they could wait until we land somewhere, probably.
They're going to wait until every sentient land.
They're going to send alert out, and what, you, it looks like you just have like a jetpack to get from place to place?
Yep, I travel light.
I don't understand. Can you go to hyperspace with that jetpack?
It goes to hyperspace 3.
Wow.
Whoa.
Not a lot of maps.
Any faster and your face would melt off.
Lisa, you do census, so you know all the statuses of all the ships?
Yes, we compile all the data at the Bureau headquarters.
I just want to know, is Hoofins P. Jork alive?
Hoofins P. Jork?
The ship we had an amazing weekend. Very, very long time ago. I've always wondered if they...
Archie, are you asking a census taker about an X?
No, I just want to know if they are currently running.
Unfortunately, it would be a breach of my duties to reveal information from another census I took. We are completely by the book here.
Oh, that's like our lizard man.
Yeah, by the book for sure. Yeah. We know another alert.
Well, not all alerts are the same.
Yeah, no, I would never.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Obviously, nah, not at all.
Kill them all like the one that went.
Now, Glenn, I guess I'm surprised the Census Bureau is still operational. What with the Emperor having disappeared? Who exactly is running the board?
My superiors at the Tremillion Census Bureau.
Right, and then who do they work for?
The leadership chain of the Tremillion board.
Sweating a lot.
Keeps running his hands over the feathers on top of his head.
Let's get on with the census. I'm here to conduct the census.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Afterwards,
yeah.
We can have a hangout if there's any more time.
That sounds awesome.
All right, well, why don't you come on in? We can all take a seat.
Good. Can I get something to drink?
Just some distilled water, please.
All right.
Do you have any heat rocks to sit on?
We had one, but we actually gave it to, you know, the other lure that we gave it to him.
Right.
Here's the water.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Hyperspeed 3 gets a little dry in the throat.
Yeah, I'll dehydrate you.
Especially on a jetpack. Well, let's get started,
shall
we?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's get those questions.
Yeah, you can put the gun on.
All right, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the Census-nator.
Question 1. I need to know the number of people living or staying at this ship as of the first of the year.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
35.
Bargy, that seems high. I think it's really just the five of us. Me, C-53, AJ, Dar, and Horse Hat.
Do we count Bargy?
Is Bargy sentient?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But Bargy isn't on this ship.
She is a ship.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, then there's just five. Oh, seven. What's that? No, what is this?
I think including you is six.
Yeah.
Four.
Listen, it's five plus Bargy. Five.
Six.
Who's the sixth?
You said to count the ship.
Yes.
Okay.
So six.
All right, so six.
And what about Zalbatron 5000?
Wait, the refrigerator? No, actually, that's a good question. Do droids count as sentients?
How dare you?
If you're personifying regular technical machinery, it doesn't count. If they have sentient personalities, they do.
Oh.
Can we give you a range for that question?
Give me Zyball Park.
I'm just going to fill in the number that I think is most appropriate.
Okay, yeah.
Sure.
You know what?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we probably made that needlessly confusing for you.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Straight shooter.
Well, we're off to a great start.
Great.
He used air quotes on that.
My man.
Okay, question 2. I need to know whether Bargy is...
That's me, Bargy and Jane. Shiver the stars.
All right. I need to know whether this ship is owned or rented.
What?
Oh, we certainly do not own Bargy.
We don't rent either.
Well, I've been paying rent.
You pay rent, AJ?
Yeah, I pay most of my pay to Bargy for rent. By the way, I'm past
due. Yeah, you're past due.
All right, here you go. I'm just going to put it on the...
Put the coins in the slot.
Listen, Gloyd, Bargy helps us run missions for our employers, so, you know, you might
I can speak for myself. Bargy lets them help run missions for their employer. Finish whatever you were saying.
Yeah, she's sort of like a company vehicle.
I'm sort of like a company vehicle.
I'm going to mark rented.
Okay,
question three. I need to know the sex of each person in the household. Let's just, for now, keep it to the six. This is used to produce statistics used to plan and fund government programs, enforce laws, regulations, and policies against discrimination.
Sure, I'll go first. Currently, no sex, but honestly, I'd love to get myself back in the game. It's so difficult balancing work and raising a baby. You know, right now, sex is not a priority, but would love to just, like, put Dar back out there.
Dar, I think Gloyd is referring more sort of to your anatomy.
Okay, wow, that's pretty forward. You want to know about my anatomy?
Yes, please.
Hey, does anyone notice they're sort of vibrating right
now? In terms of genitalia, I think you can just mark yes.
Whew, okay.
If it's on your list, I have it. These are just what you call prehensile flaps, so.
I can feel them getting closer and closer.
Ah, it's actually a little hard to explain without showing you.
Are you sure this isn't a heat rock?
Why are you holding your space helmet in front of you like that?
It's, didn't know where to put it.
All right, AJ, you're up next.
Okay, I do not have genitalia, no, but I identify as male.
I think I got this one. Okay. Yep.
Droid?
Tellurian male.
Okay.
And by Jerry and Jay, shiver the stairs.
Shiver the stairs?
She does have stairs.
I also have a baby.
Oh, baby Hoha, not interested and non-binary.
See, Dar's really kind of getting up near that.
I mean, no offense, she's got tight, but...
Dude, should I turn on mood music? I'm gonna turn on some mood music.
Hey, Papa, do you see this stuff?
Yeah, no, I see what's happening.
We are sitting in a very tight circle right now, and I can hear everything you're saying.
Bargie, your mood music is you singing?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is it not what people use?
This isn't a census question, just for my own clarification. This is a diplomatic ship on a diplomatic mission.
Yeah,
you got it, bro.
Also, it serves as my development by G at Beano LLC. I kept the name.
Oh.
Rest in peace in a flaming ball of fire.
Resting in peace, not really so much as
anguish,
screaming.
Maybe resting in anguish.
Yeah, screaming all the time.
To answer your question, we're like great at diplomacy and like...
Yeah, great conversationalists.
I would just ask that you not review any of our past missions to verify anything that we've said.
Right. Usually when someone asks me this many questions, it's only right that we ask you a couple.
All right, fine. Oh.
Single? Are you single?
Yes, currently.
Wait, how'd you get into the census biz?
Well, I come from a long line of census takers, so it's kind of in my blood. I was raised for public service, you might say.
And would you say that you're 22 inches tall?
Well, you flatter me.
That's tall for alert.
Yeah, very tall for alert.
Technically, I'm 21 and 7/8.
Wow.
Pretty close.
I mean, let's round up. Let's just...
Why are we rounding up?
Just play it cool.
Okay, moving on. Next, I need to know the age of each person in this ship.
All right.
Five?
Yeah, AJ's five.
I'm five.
He's a clone, so he was birthed out of a tube of blue liquid five years ago.
Okay, I was going to say he doesn't present as a five-year-old.
No. Well, you'd be surprised. He loves mac and cheese.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm actually hungry right now. I'm hungry right now!
He doesn't have a whole lot of control over his emotions. He's very...
I'm hungry right now!
Yeah, if he doesn't get his nap, ooh, boy, watch out.
Wait, I didn't get a nap.
Yeah, well, Gloyd showed up, so...
But this is fun, right? Gloyd showed up. We're having so much fun.
I'm loving it.
Yes, we are.
I'm 25.
Okay.
Drunk.
All right.
How old are you, C-53? When was your cube manufactured?
We don't really consider age in the same way that most Tellurians do.
But certainly you have a manufacture date.
Absolutely. It's on file. The Iraqis I run into.
Okay, all right. Didn't know it was such a deep secret.
Now, a ship never reveals their age. Also, there are many different parts of me that have many different histories, so I say the youngest part of me is about 5 months old. I got a doorbell.
You've had that for 5 months?
Yeah.
I've never heard it used before.
Not a lot of people come straight up to the ship, though.
Yeah, mostly just pirates and escape pods in our experience.
Yes, that's true.
Well, I'm old-fashioned.
Well, I'm 72, and Forsat is 6.5 months.
All right, a young parent.
Oh, Captain Dura, I have an incoming transmission. Temporary emergency in serial negotiations missions operations manager, Nerman Bundeloy.
Who? Oh, right, sorry, yes.
Remember?
Uh-huh. Hey, Nerman.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, good, check it out.
Here we go, special guest.
Hello.
Hello, Gloid.
You guys know each other?
Nermit, I didn't expect to find you beaming into this mission.
Well, this, Gloid, is the ship I command, sort of.
Oh, lucky for the ship.
How lucky it is that you grace them.
There's a real tension between these two.
You could say that they're throwing air quotes at each other with their eyes.
Oh, feathers are, like, sticking up.
This is going super well.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Gloid, but I'm actually calling in to assign a mission to the crew I manage.
Well, we're actually a little busy right now, Nermit.
We're still in the middle of a census.
Yeah.
So maybe the mission could just wait.
Yeah, can you just call us back in, like, I don't know, like 40 minutes, 45 minutes?
I don't know how long this is.
Hey, Nermit.
Yeah.
How tall are you, bro?
Like, rounding up? Like 20 inches?
No, you're 19 inches flat. Yeah. Round up to 20 inches.
19 inches? Why?
No reason. Yikes. My man Gloid is 22 as well.
This is crazy though. I was lifting today.
You're lifting what?
I was lifting weights today. Just crazy. Coincidentally.
Were your shoulders or back or?
I was doing upper, mids, downtown.
Downtown.
Well, Nermit, we should probably get back to this census. So,
I mean, it's gonna be a super cool mission, but I've got a lot of, like, social events scheduled.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
What is it? What's the social event?
Social events?
Yeah.
Ah, jeez. Wow, so many to list. Gloid, you got a lot of them scheduled, eh?
No, I'm working. I'm doing my duty.
Oh, bummer. Why is Dar sitting so close to Gloid?
Sort of just worked, Gloid.
Came in and sat down. And we just circled out.
I know.
Guys, thanks for calling me.
What do you call that?
Who knows? A lot of calls.
I have the call log right here.
Yeah, cool. Nermit.
Got my legs up.
What? Okay.
Okay, bye, guys.
Gloid, I didn't know you knew Nermit.
Are you also from Phlegm?
I did grow up on Phlegm, yes. And we actually went to high school together.
Oh! Wow, what was Nermit like in high school?
Like, were you two friends?
I would say we were locker buddies. We had lockers next to each other.
That actually sounds pretty pleasant. But you said it with a real bite.
Well, I don't want to...
air quotes over buddies.
I don't want to denigrate crew members that you have by telling old stories of when Nermit was still finding himself.
Arguably still on the lookout.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He's still working on it.
You had more questions?
Yes. Okay. Next question. How many hours do you sleep?
Technically zero. But if you want to talk about a low power state, I'd say about 4 hours a day.
For me, it's 3 standing up. I don't know if you need to.
That makes no difference to the number.
I'm always alert.
I'm getting a fax. It appears to be an image of Nerfin holding a weight.
Oh, just a picture of Nermit holding on to a weight.
It's Photoshop.
Really?
You can tell from that far away?
Yes,
we have very good eyesight.
I mean, he's
very correct.
You have a very good eye. And might I add, beautiful eyes?
You flatter me.
Look.
All right, Bargy. It's not necessary. Yeah, I think we should, I don't know.
Where would you go?
To answer your question, Gloid, I sleep about, I would say I'm in bed for about 8 hours.
Yeah, but Papa, also recently you've been sleeping for like 10, 11 hours and kind of coming out and be like, what's the point?
Fine, AJ, but on average, I would say 8.
In the past couple, I would say like the past 5 or 6 months that you've been sort of like sleeping a lot longer than normal.
Yeah, you know, you might say that.
Okay, and Dar, how much do you sleep a night?
Oh, you know, on average, 6.5.
And are you currently sleeping alone?
That can't be right. There's no way that's a question on the
set. Currently, yes.
Okay.
I feel like I'm on a rock.
Ooh, anyone else's engine burning up?
I guess I'm just confused. You know, without the Emperor, who's paying your paychecks?
It's a payroll service. It's Tremillion Pay Services.
Okay, all right. So the checks are still going through?
I'm still getting paid, so...
but who's paying the payroll service?
Where's the money coming from?
Look, I don't ask questions.
I mean, you do ask questions.
Sort of for a living.
Yeah. I might add, you do a great job of asking questions. So.
Well, thank you. You're a very good sensei.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that even really adds up. We've been pretty annoying.
Speak for yourself.
Most of my answers have been lies.
When did you actually get that doorbell, Archie?
About 65 years ago.
65 years?
Yeah, you don't have to say it so loud.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, maybe you should all go check out that 65-year-old doorbell.
Outside the ship?
Yes.
We're not going to go outside the ship.
I mean, I was hankering to press it, so... Oh, just me?
Listen, if you want us to leave you alone, Dar, we will, but...
Thank you.
Let's check out this doorbell!
They are quite the crew.
They really are, but let's not talk about them. Let's talk about you.
Okay.
So, how long are you in town?
Well, I haven't gotten any orders from the Census Bureau headquarters in a while, so I'm just kind of going about my observation zone.
I'm sorry, that wasn't funny. I'm nervous. I should say, if it wasn't already clear, I am a parent, so, putting it all out there. Putting it out there.
Stop.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you need a wing
chip? I'm really, I could use a little mood music.
Okay, I'm ready.
You know what? No mood music necessary.
I'm always here, but I'm just gonna light some candles.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want my opinion, I thought the mood was perfect when it was just us.
Wow.
Someone at the door. Someone at the door.
Ignore that. That's AJ.
Someone at the door.
Really depressing. You don't have to open it.
Someone at the door.
All right, AJ, you better come in.
AJ, we're going to reel you back
in. Yeah, I don't think you got it.
You guys hear that?
Yeah. Honestly,
it's just a button on the side of the hall.
Yeah, it's a doorbell.
What a doorbell.
Right, but like...
AJ,
right.
I'm worried about you in space with just your armor on. It doesn't seem like it's like...
Oh, that's okay. My skin's about twice as thick as a normal Tellurian's, just to like be careful if I'm in the vacuum of space.
You did a lot of mods
on
you guys.
Yeah, a lot of modifications.
I don't know. Got the pinky I can eat because I need protein.
You got the new genitals.
Well, I don't know. Is that a mod?
Many would say no.
Oh, yeah, my neck can swivel all the way around like a...
Whoa!
No!
The way it just snaps back when you get the full 360.
This is just how I am. I don't understand why that's gross. Whoa, that's not me.
What the...
Hey, there's someone at the door. Why don't you...
All right.
Sorry.
Gosh, we don't control the door.
You have to open the door.
Oh, I didn't know if it was... Okay, fine, opening up the hatch.
Good. Leave the ship.
Sup, guys, normal visit. Peace.
Well, actually,
Well, actually.
Oh!
Hello.
Oh.
Normit?
Yep, just a normal ship check.
I thought you had all kinds of social engagements tonight, Normit.
Turned out that, like, the people who invited me were not as cool as me. And I've got some cred to maintain, so I just said, like, so busy, and I had this normal, already scheduled ship check.
I feel like we discussed the next time you were going to visit Horsehat was...
I'm just, like, so crazy devoted, though, that I was like, why not come earlier, you know?
Okay.
Oh, you're one of the parental figures of Horsehat?
I'm a co-parent of Horsehat. Yeah, Dar and I co-parent, so...
So you and Dar...
are not together. We're...
Well, it's kind of a one-lured ship, so cool to see ya, Gloyd.
Well, it's cool to be here, Nermit.
Cool.
Way cool.
Oh, wow. Whoa, this is getting heating up.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we gotta step in. There's clearly some sort of history here with Nermit and Gloyd.
They were locker buddies.
Yeah, but he said locker buddies.
Yeah, I don't think that's all there is to it.
Well, you guys know what locker buddies mean, right? So why was locker buddies with Clint back at the conditioning center? That meant that you had a kind of like a blood feud, you know, you're bent on the other's destruction. Have you ever gotten the bottom locker? It's awful.
Should we intervene?
Let's let it go just a little bit longer.
You know, Gloyd, why don't we just get back to the census? Let's just, now that Nermit's here,
Fine. Let's just resume with the questionnaire. Nermit, since you're here...
Yes, Gloyd.
I will ask, how long have you been living a celibate lifestyle?
Can I see that note card?
No, this is property of the Tremillion Census Bureau. Mm.
Oh, an interesting choice of note card size. Were the larger ones sold out?
4x6, I find, is unwieldy. Hmm. I like a 3x5.
Yeah, they're heavy, right? If you're not lifting.
Yeah, well, the 3x5 comes in a heavier card stock. The 4x6 is usually a lighter weight paper, and I like the firmness, the crispness of this.
Interesting. The same height stack and fewer plies. Suppose you could do that.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Know-It-All... pop quiz time.
All right.
As a longtime employee of the Tremillion Census Bureau, you probably know this without checking any notes. What's the most populated planet in the Zix Quadrant?
Oh, Nermit, I don't think that Gloyd has to answer any of your questions.
I mean, it's just a friendly question from a friend.
Well, if we're just answering friendly questions, mm-hmm. What's the harm?
Sure.
Because you don't know?
I absolutely know.
You don't know that Boonstra is the most densely populated planet?
God damn it. Fine. Of course. That was easy. All right.
Boonstra, substantial micros. Population density off the chart.
Papa, is this supposed to be cool or what?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. If you were an employee of the municipal government on Boonstra and you were putting in for paid time off, but not a normal vacation day or a personal day or bereavement leave, but rather a work-from-home half day, what form would you use?
I would use a 429C3.
Chuck me.
Who's winning? They both seem like they're losing.
I mean, in many ways, that's correct.
That's correct, yeah.
All right. The next question is on a Likert scale. Are you familiar with Likert scales?
Yes.
That's a 1 to 5 questionnaire. 1 being strongly agree, 2 being agree, mm-hmm. 3 being neutral, 4 disagree, 5 strongly disagree.
It's fine. I mean, if you're not comfortable with a 7 scale.
Well, we find that that's superfluous. On a Likert scale from 1 to 5, 1
yes.
being strongly agree, 5
sure.
being strongly disagree, how would you evaluate the following statements?
Yes.
I am lonely.
5.
I never got over Charisse.
Now it's time. Nermit!
Wait, no.
Nermit!
Whoa!
Whoa!
Scratch your head off!
Whoa! Nermit!
Charisse, you always love me!
Okay,
wow.
That's not what I heard.
Told you, locker buddies.
Hey, Gloyd, you want to just cool it for a sec? Seems like we got pretty heated in here.
Yeah, listen.
I mean, I feel like I'm on a heat rock right now.
Nermit, I don't know how effective, like, your feet are at hurting someone, but...
For the record, I'll say that they're not effective at all.
Okay.
But you should know...
Don't stop. Hold me back.
Talent-based combat is the traditional lured method of asserting dominance.
I don't mean to ask a census questioner a question, but who wants to answer the question? Who is Charisse?
Yeah, who is Charisse?
Oh, Charisse!
Oh. Go for it, Gloyd.
Well, truth be told, Charisse and I dated for a while until Nermit appropriated one of the gifts I had for her and wrote his name on it.
Oh, wow. Nermit!
Oh. Nermit, that's cold.
That's a low-down move, Nermit.
Well, Gloyd read my journal and saw what I was going to buy Charisse, bought the last one, and so it was only fair.
The early lured gets the worm.
Oh, Gloyd, that was also an underhanded move.
Yeah, wow.
I'd like to call it cunning.
Did you take the journal from his locker?
Our locker.
That's a betrayal of
a locker.
Oh,
wow.
But also, Nermit, you were
yes.
going to buy Gloyd's girlfriend a gift?
Well, I hoped that at the moment upon receiving it, Charisse would be my girlfriend.
That's not how girlfriends work.
Yeah, I don't think you two are very good locker
buddies. Also, what did you get her?
It's kind of a locker caddy where you put it into your...
Real locker-based relationships
you guys have. No, this is really
it
cool.
It was amazing.
Because it hangs and it has different pockets for all of your pens.
Yeah, I get that.
Absolutely.
And then a separate thing for your journal.
My question was Charisse...
No, listen to Gloyd describe it.
And it has a little spot for a mirror.
Absolutely.
As well as a little caddy for lip balms.
Yes. A lot of people, you mistake your pens and your highlighters, but this has clearly marked slots. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Charisse Monday pen, into Tuesday lockers pen. The same way you guys were?
She would have been when she got it.
She never received the gift?
We tore it up in a scrum.
Yes.
Oh.
The locker caddy was a casualty.
Yes, it was taloned to shreds.
What happened to Charisse?
Charisse is president of Philam.
Oh, wow. Yes. Really?
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Well, good for her.
But it didn't work out for either of you.
Well, I like to think that my vote helped her.
You voted for her for president.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, as did I.
Good, great. Good
that's
for you
that's
guys.
Healthy. That's good. But neither of you is dating Charisse.
Oh, Rosh, no.
No.
Listen, Herman, Cloyd, this Charisse situation was a while ago, right? Surely this is water under the bridge at this point.
Hot, boiling water.
Magma.
Well, that's not water at all.
Wow, okay. They're basically making really strong eye contact right now.
Yeah, wait a minute.
No, it's not that, Barbie.
Both of you, put those talons down.
Don't tie my feet together.
It's chunking rules.
Nermit.
Let my feet go.
No,
let
you have go. To calm down.
I'm going to cut his eyes out and tape him to his butt.
What would that...
I don't know.
What would that accomplish?
I don't know. I'm going nuts.
This is an official census taker.
It's officially lame.
Man, Nermit, every time you're on the ship, you go crazy, man.
Nermit, I hate to do this. I got to turn you upside down.
No, I don't...
Thank you, and I apologize for having to witness me carry on in such a display. It was not my intention to get overheated and conduct myself
in such a fantastically brave manner.
Yeah, Glenn, I thought you were maybe scratching to death in those talons.
I mean, I would have if it came to that. Only as a matter of self-defense.
Get a look at these bad boys. I mean,
yeah.
Look.
Wow. Check it out.
Yeah.
Sharp as hell.
Yeah, I just had a pedicure yesterday.
53. Don't encourage
me. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I've just never seen Lord Combat up close before. Sociologically, very exciting.
Yeah, no, we're scrappy, but effective.
But it's sort of like they kind of just were flopping against each other. It wasn't like cool.
The ritual of it.
No, it's just
a lot of people think it's pretty hot.
I would agree, a lot of people do.
All right, Nermit.
Charisse, what are you doing on Friday?
Nermit.
Charisse, you want to go roller skating?
Well, maybe while he's out, we could just continue with the census so that, you know, this portion where all of us are involved could wrap up, and then we could jump into the observation, you know, the one-on-one observation.
Is it one-on-one?
Is that part of it?
Yeah.
Glenn, did you say one-on-one observation?
Yes, there's a period of one-on-one observations.
That will... you know, exist in my room for, I don't know, what, 7 to 12 hours?
Right?
Questions.
For you folks, no.
Really?
Great, sure? So this portion is over.
I have several unregistered firearms.
I have a question for Dog.
Oh, sure, uh-huh.
Dog, would you say, sometimes when you were previously in a relationship with someone and that ends... afterwards, you end up being more attractive to those who were very similar in physical appearance to your ex, perhaps. And perhaps you are interested in them not because of them, but because it reminded you of a relationship you once had.
Barbie, what are you getting at?
That was spoken like an actual certified therapist.
Thank you, and it's actually a question on the census.
Oh, but really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bargie, I hear your question, but I think I have to ask a question first. Are you looking for a relationship, Gloyd?
No, not at all. I'm married to my work.
Ugh, and I couldn't want a relationship less. So if we're done with this portion of the group...
I mean, and honestly, Gloyd, it's nothing personal, but I still can't even imagine that these answers are going anywhere. There's no authority that you're reporting to.
Gloyd, do you worry that all this work is for naught?
Well, I think the work is in the doing of it. If it's not getting aggregated by any one central authority, then why should I care?
All right, okay. If you're done holding me up.
Okay.
Thank right. you, follow me.
You know, Nermit, I gotta say, I understand that it's sort of a complicated reason you're here, but it's nice to have you around the ship for a little while.
Thanks, yeah. Despite my turmoil and inner rage, it's good to see you guys.
Yeah.
This is definitely the happiest I've seen a horsehead in weeks.
Yeah, actually, so I, watch this, I taught horsehead a trick. Okay, I'm gonna do the hand signal, okay?
Yeah.
Wow. A sparring partner.
Make a lured out of you yet, horsehead.
That's my sentient.
And then I also, this one's crazy too.
Oh, wow, look at collating all that paper. Wow, look at all that. Yeah. All that.
Yeah.
It's been 12 hours.
Thanks,
Margie.
It's been
12 hours.
Thank you.
Is that 12-hour alarm?
Is that the doorbell?
No, that was, I obviously was really excited that Gloid wanted to stay, but any longer than 12 hours, and we run the risk of getting too attached. So, hey, Gloid?
Yes?
Do you think you have all the information that you came to get?
Well, I would say that this census questionnaire is satisfied.
So you got all the answers that you needed?
Yeah, I would say it was a real interrogation. Okay?
Oh, wow, so you really asked questions.
Yeah.
A lot of probing questions.
Oh, for real? Probing questions. Yeah, like what kind of questions did you ask, Star?
Okay, well, on a Likert scale from 1 to 5, do you like this?
What's a Likert scale?
Strongly agree. Good, would you say on a Likert scale... 1 being strongly agree, 5 being strongly disagree. You had a good time?
1.
What?
No, we're asking if we had a good time.
Oh, okay.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I guess. What, like a 4?
Well,
that's
not great. That's bad. Alright, I'm just gonna see Gloid out.
Crew, Chip, thank you for your cooperation.
Yeah, anytime, Gloid.
On behalf of the Tremillion Census Bureau.
Yeah.
Gloid, I hope you get someone to report to soon.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, I'm gonna get back to I'm gonna get back to Corvus.
Okay.
Even though Dark totally rejects you and is having like an incredible time with a taller lurd, like you're our friend and you're always gonna be part of the crew, you know? Less than close, Gloid like takes over the division.
Credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Plect Exeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Captain Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Margie the Ship was played by Bujan Zolfagari. Teen Mom Nermit Bundelite was played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Census Taker Gloid T. Beam was played by special guest Ryan Carls. Ryan writes and does voices on the Bleacher Report's animated show, The Champions. He has performed at the UCB for over 15 years and is the representative comedian for North Dakota, according to a listicle in the Huffington Post. You probably know him best on television, playing such memorable characters as Ryan, Man in Crowd, Dad, Derek McGillicuddy, and Guy with Mullet. This episode was edited by Jeremy Bent, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by FAME's Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra, with additional performance by the Chime Street Brass Quintet, recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York. Opening crowd narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Rogerian J by Eric Goyves. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Hi, I'm Dave Hill from Before. And I'm very excited to bring Dave Hill's podcasting incident back to Maximum Fun, where it belongs. You can get brand new episodes every Friday on MaximumFun.org, or, you know, wherever. And while my partner Chris Gersbeck and I might lack in specific subject matter on our podcast, we make up for in special effects. Chris, add something cool right here. Also, we have explosions, animal noises, and sometimes even this. Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident, every Friday on Maximum Fun. Chris, do another explosion right here.
I listen to Reading Glasses because Bria and Mallory have great tips.
My suggestion for book festivals is just go for one day.
I listen for the author interviews.
I was a huge Goosebumps fan.
Oh, yes.
R.L. Stine was totally my jam.
I don't even read. I just like their chemistry together.
Literally, if on the back it said, like, this book made me shit my pants, I'd be like, I'm buying this book.
Yeah.
Like, I think the problem with blurbs a lot of times...
I like that we both want to crap ourselves over books.
I'm Bria Grant.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara.
We're Reading Glasses, and we solve all your bookish problems every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist-owned.
Audience-supported.
There's someone at the door.
Oh, do we have...
Oh, the doorbell!
Just check the camera.
The doorbell.
I got it.
Oh, no, Nermit, I wouldn't open that door if I were you.
Yeah, no, they're not... I don't think so.
What are they... I mean, not to put a fine point on it, are they... dry humping in spacesuits against the doorbell?
Yeah, that's pretty much what's happening. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Wow.
In space, no one can hear you dry hump.
Definitely not kid-friendly.
Well, definitely hear the doorbell.
Yeah, unless there's a doorbell.
Oh, right, yeah.
They're having maximum fun.
Wow.
That is the blackout.
A boom.
Topical.
An audio boom.
That's an audio boom.
That's an audio boom.
And then we have the...
Talk about an earwolf.
We have the like rocket like, ship and then two people like
she's giving him head gum.
This will forever dog
doggy style.
Thank you.